Thank you for checking out the podcast. Occasionally an opportunity presents itself that you want to jump on and feels more important than telling silly jokes and making fun of each other, and that's the case today. We're about to reach out to Tamazin with Edmonton's Food Bank. That'll be followed by our favorite parts from the show this morning, where we tell dumb jokes and make fun of each other.
Tamazin speaking, may I help you?
Hi Tamazin, it's Ryder and Lisa from Play 107. How are you?
Very good. And yourself, Ryder?
Good. We're excited to get the opportunity to give you guys a big old plug and let the city and surrounding area know what's going on exactly. Can you just break down why this year is a little bit more tricky?
Well, I don't know if anybody's heard that there's a pandemic happening. You know, I just wanted to break the news gently to everybody. And so this is our way of life that is a marathon for us here at Edmonton's Food Bank. I think right now we're just telling everybody practice patience, not only with other people, but with yourself even, trying to make sure that we have food on the table and food available to anyone who needs us. And so we've been struggling to stay afloat, but thanks to the community, we have been able to keep our doors open. We remained open throughout everything, including the initial shutdown. So, and our storage of food resources hasn't dwindled. So we have the food available for people that need it.
Amazing.
And it's because of the community that stepped up and is helping us, and the people that are continuing to help us, because that's the biggest thing, is like we're seeing the shift of people that have always given to us now turning around saying, I need your help.
Right.
Because
wow.
I've lost my job. So, and we know that the people coming to see the food bank are, it's very economy based, right? People are working, but it's not making ends meet, or they've just lost a job and their savings didn't go as far. We know that the uncertainty moving forward is what is causing a lot of stress, but we want people to know that we're here. We're open. If you can give, to please give. If you need our help, give us a call. We are even, all the depots that we're working with that people need to access from the city, they have PPE, they have the masks, they have the hand sanitizer, gloves that we're making sure that we're sharing, as well as agency partners. Hope Mission will go through thousands of masks a day. And so we're making sure that we can share that as a nice big collective here in Edmonton.
Wow.
And, you know, we have the most vulnerable people that we didn't want falling through the cracks. So we're working with a group called Drive Happiness, who's another nonprofit, and they're delivering food to people's homes directly. And that's never happened for us as an organization, but we know we have to get to people's homes that are the most vulnerable. Those are even people that are low income who have to self-isolate or tested positive, that, you know what, they can't go out, but they can't just call an order of food in either.
Right.
So they're contacting us and we're making sure that they have access to their food.
That's amazing. So for anyone listening right now, what's the best option or the best place to contact you to maybe do cash donations, send you money, or is there a place where they can find a list of the most crucial things that you need right now?
Go to our website, edmontonsfoodbank.com. You can make secure donations online, as well as, again, if you need help, there will be the phone numbers there to contact us too. And because we want to make sure everybody has a Merrier Christmas, starting December 1st, anybody calling us needing food help, we will also proactively have conversations about a turkey, a ham, those frozen turkeys and hams, to get it out to people's homes in advance so that we don't have a panic right before Christmas.
Right.
That
is
so awesome.
To be calm and collected and be able to put first things first, which is taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope
some farmers in the area saw this coming and bred much smaller turkeys this year.
Because
I think there are going to be a lot more homes having a lot smaller gatherings.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be like game hens that we go after this year instead.
Well, one good thing, what is it? Those game hens, they won't last longer. But if you have one whole turkey, it might seem like a lot. But hey, guess what? You can freeze that turkey meat.
Yes.
And pull it out. My goodness, I love turkey sandwiches in January.
The best part. The buns the next day. Well, it's so awesome that we get to speak with you and let our listeners hear this and know that it's important. And every time they're hitting the grocery store to grab some extra stuff for those in need. And and starting December 1st, we're working with you as well. We're going to be selling merchandise, 'Tis the Sizz Tukes, where people can purchase those with 100%. 100% of the proceeds going to the food bank.
Awesome. Keep your head warm and feed somebody at the same time.
Exactly.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Woke up this morning to notice that Amber Alert was trending. I was like, oh no, what's going on? Because every time it's trending, like in Canada, it's a big story.
It's very serious. Like everyone needs to read it to know the details on who's missing.
Nope. Satire article from the Beaverton that said Amber Alert issued for 52-year-old premier who's missing with a picture of Jason Kenney.
I mean, he did tweet yesterday, but they were retweets.
Right.
They were Dina Hinshaw retweets, so still no actual words from him. Today is the day.
People look for moments to go after a politician, too. Like, I remember at the start of the pandemic, they're like, a lot of people were like, why is Kenny even on stage with Hinshaw riding on her coattails? And then he doesn't show up for a few days in a row. He's missing. Send the Amber Alert.
Well, it is weird that he is missing.
Okay, but like, do you not agree that people were complaining that he was on the TV too much at the start of
the
pandemic?
I feel like a lot of people thought that he was mansplaining. They wanted Dina to like get up there and do her own thing.
And then he lets her in this app. I just say there are...
There's always something to complain about.
Large majority of the population that will look to go after a politician no matter what they do. But I'm glad he's retweeting. That means he's been found.
Play 107.
All right, what's going on with the comment section? I refuse to read them anymore. Now we're talking about one on the show. Ugh.
Connor McDavid's house, designed by his girlfriend, is definitely a sight to see. It's gorgeous, but it's different because there's not a lot of art. It's very minimalist.
My brother and sister-in-law have this at their place.
I love it.
And they like have nothing.
They don't have any junk.
They have one big piece of art is kind of it.
That's exactly what it looks like in McDavid's house. There's one massive piece of beautiful art and it's in their wine room.
Mm.
That's it. And people were asking like, where's all the memorabilia of McDavid? And she said he doesn't actually like to have that displayed in his own house.
Right.
You got to think everyone else that's an Oilers fan has a room that's like that or wants one, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, this was posted on Twitter. The comment section is, I can't help but laugh because the people that are commenting negative things about it are middle-aged men who are judging her home decor taste. And you said this fired you up.
Well, what's a great way to get a hockey player to stop being interested in your town, make his partner hate this town?
There you go.
We've seen it numerous times.
Where like, they'll make the call. They'll say, we're moving. We're leaving.
We can't sign a free agent because their wife doesn't want to move here, or they want to leave because the media here has scrutinized their family so badly that they refuse to live here.
So here's some of the comments. Not really my style. Not that nice. This one here says, can't even get a full 3-point arch in their basketball court. Ooh, this design's very polarizing. Is he a hockey player or head of a cartel? She failed interior decorating school. Like, that is so rude. I can't even blend like him. How dare you? How dare you? Hideous?
Be a smart move if it's Flames fans commenting.
I can't believe
it. If you're an Oilers fan, you can't think this is a good idea.
You're making them want to leave. So thanks. Keep up the great work. You're a middle-aged man voicing your negative opinion about McDavid's home from your sweat-imprinted, smushed popcorn kernel-infested, ragu sauce-stained couch that you got from your mom.
Whoa.
Keep it up.
Play 107.
It's time for Verbal Diaries.
If you experience migraines, just know that you're not alone. I had one yesterday and I took one of my Rizatriptan pills and it went away and I was really happy. So that was great. But then I woke up this morning with what we call a migraine hangover, which is basically a migraine again, but not as severe.
Mm.
And I just think it's really disheartening that you get your hopes up that the pain is over. And then you wake up the next morning and there it is. Hey, how are you? It's the worst. And then you start feeling really low, like kind of depressed, feeling sorry for yourself.
It's just a vicious cycle. So if anyone is listening right now that gets migraines, seasonal, due to the weather, hormonal, whatever it is, tension, headaches, just know that I'm thinking about you, okay? We've got this.
All right, mine's... I know that yours was a little bit sad.
That's okay.
And really honest and truthful. I feel like mine's even more so.
Okay, good.
I just looked at the upcoming movies for 2021. And if you like superhero movies, it'll be a year for the ages with some huge motion pictures in the works. But what if you only kind of like superhero movies? I'm good for like maybe one every month or two. Sometimes I shut them off halfway through if I'm not invested.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but like that's all you make now? Is superhero movies? What happened to like sports movies? What happened to like high school dramas? What happened to hilarious fake horror movies? It's all just superheroes now. The whole budget. And it hurts.
Reboots.
And I'm going to wake up tomorrow with a superhero movie hangover.
Okay.
Where it still kind of hurts, but just not quite as bad. So, Lisa?
Yeah?
I relate.
Okay.
Download the Play 107 app today. Something
good.
Ryder and Lisa.
Play 107.
Well, that's nice of them. Zoom is allowing you to extend your hangouts virtually this weekend instead of cutting you off after 40 minutes. You can talk and hang out as long as you want. Smart. Good timing.
Tell me something good.
My story is also about an app. A couple weeks ago, I told a story on Tell Me Something Good about the first man with Down syndrome to ever complete the Ironman.
I saw that.
This is another story about a person who crushed a marathon that a lot of people didn't think he'd be able to. Thomas Panic is a blind runner and the CEO of Guiding Eyes, which is an app that helps people who are blind.
Yeah, you can. They'll call you.
No, that's the different app.
Oh.
Guiding Eyes is an app that's used like a map.
Okay.
To help like give directions on where to go.
That's really
where
cool.
Where the sidewalk parameters are, things like that. He used his own app that he created to run a 5-kilometer marathon.
Wow.
And completed it safely.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good from Ustara and Company, your personal injury lawyers. 780-428-6565.
Play 107.
Hottest tickets in town up for grabs. Here's what we're doing for this roll of toilet paper. It's a potty spelling bee. We've got Boxer on the phone, and it's him versus me, with Lisa being the, I don't know, what do you call it?
Spellmaster.
Spellmaster.
Boxer, spell bidet.
Oof.
Bidet. Could I have it used in a sentence, please?
I just recently bought myself a bidet.
B-E-D-A-Y.
That is incorrect.
Bidet, Junior.
It's like Biden, but with a T at the end instead of an N.
There's a T in there, too?
B-I-D-E-T. All right, Ryder.
Way off.
Spell defecation.
D-E-F-I-C... A-T-I-O-N. Defecate.
D-E-F-E-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Oh, no.
Wow, you guys suck. All right.
Oh.
Boxer. Spell lavatory.
L-A-V-A-T-O-R-Y.
That is correct.
Yes.
Ryder. Spell feces.
F-E-C-E-S.
Good job, you two.
Thanks.
Boxer. Spell cottonelle. It is a brand of toilet paper.
C-O-T-T-O-N-E-L-L-E.
That is correct.
Whew.
All right, Ryder.
Yeah.
Spell enema. Enema.
Ooh, enema. That's a tough one. Enema. What's the country of origin?
I don't know.
Well, you should. This is a proper spelling bee.
That's a stupid question.
Have you watched spelling bees before? They ask that all the time.
Quit wasting time and spell it.
E-N-E-M-A.
That is correct.
Enema.
Ooh.
You guys are tied.
Yes. It comes down to this?
It comes down to this.
I'll let him have it. If he gets it wrong, I get a chance to steal for the win.
Boxer, spell, yep. Ply.
As in to ply?
Correct.
P-L-Y.
That is correct. You have just won the hottest tickets in town.
A roll of toilet paper. What kind of spelling bee ends with a three-letter word?
It's kind of a trick question.
Well, why didn't you do two ply? And then it would have, like, is there a hyphen in there? Anyway, congratulations, Boxer.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, we'll get your mailing address. We'll send you one roll of toilet paper. You're welcome.
Oh, if I could have an autograph, that'd be swell.
Perfect. Done.
Stuck at home? Enable the Play 107 skill on Amazon and enjoy nonstop throwbacks anytime.
Play 107.
So there's a story that is kind of going mini-viral here in Alberta, and for good reason, as a paramedic shared their experience at a coffee shop yesterday. And I just thought it's stories like this that we need to take every opportunity to shine the light on, especially with how ugly things are online.
Yeah, it's just like that video that was circulating recently of someone filming a cop stopping their work vehicle to help someone that was in a wheelchair get across the street in the slushy snow. That is an awesome thing to document. We want to see videos like that, and it went viral for a reason because it's nice to see that stuff.
Well, and it's easy to forget how kind humans are with each other,
right?
Based on how ugly things get when they're both behind screens and have different opinions.
Correct.
So this is just one of those stories. It's from at Nate Pike in Calgary. I rely heavily on caffeine. We all have our vices. Tonight, I stopped to pick up some caffeine at a convenience store, and there were two cashiers. One of them had his kid with him. Both wearing masks, the kid had a super cute tie-dye job. He's maybe three, dad's in his 40s. The kid and I make eye contact. He got that cautious approach small kids do when they see someone like me in uniform. I smile and wave. I worry he can't see the smile under my mask, so I try and exaggerate my eyes a bit, which I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
Seems to work. He smiles back and waves too. The cashier calls me up. I move forward and hand over my over-caffeinated beverages. She asks if I can have, or if I have a rewards card. I have it on my phone, so I pull it out, open the app, and scan it. She asks how I want to pay. I say tap, because we live in the future, and my watch does that. I reach down and put my phone on my belt, and I look up while I'm doing that and get ready to pay. I notice the dad beside me is moving super fast. He's a blur. Before I can really process what happened, he slaps his debit card on the machine, and he said, I got these. I'm honestly a little stunned. Sometimes I have people offer to pay for my coffee or something, and I always say no thank you. It always just feels a little weird to me, but aww, he didn't give me any time. He just moved. I stammer out a thank you. I try to tell him that it's super unnecessary. He just smiles and says, my wife is an ER nurse, and I know you are all working so hard these days. We appreciate you guys.
That's so nice.
Just a really sweet story of somebody stepping up for a stranger.
I love the move of just like sliding in and hovering the debit card over the machine, and like you can't say no because it's already gone through.
Right.
I can't wait for the next time I'm at the till and I'm just going to like wait a bit because maybe someone will come up behind me and
yeah, if somebody like moved in on me that fast though, I'd like be inclined to judo chop them. 780-784-7107. We're asking you to share any stories you've encountered lately that were just heartwarming. I know that there was a guy that brought his snowblower out and did the entire neighborhood that I live in. And I've thought about it numerous times. It was a gesture that probably took him 2 hours, and I've spent at least 2 hours just feeling good vibes because of it. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to thank him, even though I don't know who the guy was.
I have two amazing local stories that will just make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, and they're texts that we got into our show this morning. One of them is from Allie. It says, I'm 8 months pregnant with twins, and my husband got laid off at the beginning of my pregnancy. He got a new job in August, but it's a huge pay cut and a long drive daily, so the money has been insanely tight. We were 15K over an oil change, and someone from our community offered to give us an oil change for free. When I posted to thank him and his wife, we had an unbelievable amount of community support. People have donated diapers, freezer meals, pantry items to help us out. We've never been more thankful, and our hearts are so full. We didn't expect any of that from anyone to help us, but we feel absolutely blessed. That's what's so amazing about communities. And if you're a part of one on Facebook, mm-hmm. if you ask for help, most likely people will step up. This one from Blaze, I really wanted to share. It's amazing. I was walking my dogs at the White Mud Dog Park for about an hour on the back trails. I lost my keys, couldn't find them. The sun was going down. Tried to get some people to come and help me. Ended up getting a taxi. They wouldn't let the dogs in the car. But this was right after that big snowfall, so I started walking home. Finally, I got a ride, went to look for my key the next day, couldn't find it, gave up. Can you believe it? Couldn't even get home, had to walk. Anyway, the next day, a guy calls me, told me that he found my key driving, had the remote control off-road key in the back trails at the park, and he went and found my truck, went into my truck, found out my name and phone number on a piece of paper, called me, and wouldn't even take the beer that I offered to give him for finding my keys. Someone going out of their way to not only find your keys, but then go and find your vehicle for you.
Huge.
To get them back to you is iconic.
I had an experience on the road the other day where it was kind of a close call. When I looked over at the other driver, I thought they were going to be giving me the bird or yelling at me or something, right?
Right, yeah, classic.
And she just like smiled and like waved, and I was like, whoa. Aww,
you never expect that.
We're being nice to each other. You have a story from the road as well?
I did. I was driving home from work, and I was doing probably about a buck 17, and he thought he needed to go faster. And he passed me, he stuck out his hand out the window and showed me I was number one.
Which finger?
You guess.
Hilarious. Thank you so much. Drive safe.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Play 107.
It's time for acting class. Lisa and I will both do our best to take one of your suggestions and act it out with the different emotions we have written down and put in a hat here. Now, to be honest, I asked you, as the punishment's going to be, the winner picks what movie the loser has to watch. I asked you what things you hate watching. Like, I know you really dislike seeing needles go into arms.
Yeah.
And then you just didn't respond to me. So I have no idea what to pick.
I really don't like needles in arms or pimple popping videos.
Okay. Is there a movie that's based on one of those things? Feel free to hit me up with your suggestions.
I feel things like movies like Hostel, Saw would have moments like that.
Yeah, or Trainspotting had a lot of needles in it.
Ew. Okay.
All right. So, winner picks the movie the loser has to watch.
You have to watch Open Water. It's the worst movie ever made if you lose. Well, when you lose. Okay, so we got you to write in quotes or lines that we're basically auditioning with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with Stoner Joe's line. And it is, does this mean what I think it means? Let us start our acting class.
Would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm just going to pull an emotion out of this hat. Anxious. Does this mean what I think it means?
Not bad. Not great. I have disappointed. Does this mean what I think it means?
Okay, over actor.
Well, better than yours.
We are
under. I've never seen anybody under act.
I just want you to know that this isn't for theater class. This is for on screen. Use your inside voice. Drunk. Does this mean what I think it means?
Okay, that's not overacting.
I thought that was really good.
Maybe that is because you get over drunk.
No.
Okay. Suspicious.
Action.
Just wait. I'm getting in character.
Oh my gosh. All right. Take two.
Does this mean what I think it means?
Okay, wait. What was the emotion again? Because I don't know.
Suspicious. It's hard to be suspicious with a question. It really is.
Again, this is acting class. You let us know who's a better actor. Ecstatic. Does this mean what I think it means?
Not bad. Uncomfortable. Does this mean what I think it means?
Ew, what was that?
I get really hard ones here.
Okay, annoying. Does this mean what I think it means? That's just me doing a Ryder impression.
That's just you, Peter, so... Hopeful. Does this mean what I think it means?
Reflective for me. Does this mean what I think it means?
Hey, you just lost the competition
with
that one.
No, I don't think so.
Calm.
Good luck.
Does this mean what I think it means?
Ryder and Lisa.
On Play 107.
My daughter has conveniently gotten me gifts that she wants. The last, like, four gifts.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
No, like, I don't need glitter. She got me a bag of sunshine for my birthday, and it was, like, four things that she really wanted, including a t-shirt that fit her, not me, not even close to me.
This is just genius.
So I've decided this year what I'm going to get her is just a big bottle of Crown Royal.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel like if I got, like, introductory liquor because she's eight, she might tough it out just to, like, prove a point.
But you know she won't touch that adult juice.
She can't. No, that would really sock her.
I think you need to get her a new set of winter tires and also a new set of golf clubs.
Like the adult size ones so that she can grow into them?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. You need to make sure she's taught to shoot the exact same way you are, just in case, you know, it comes up that you really need to borrow those, yeah.
Play 107.
So I wanted to talk about how us as adults have kind of taken over TikTok. Mm-hmm. When it was first implemented and introduced to us, sorry, we were like, oh, it's just for teenagers, like it's not worth checking out, but no. People in their 30s started making accounts and talking about cleaning hacks and recipes.
Now when I see a teenager on there, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that.
Wrong algorithm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to share with everyone a hack that I learned on TikTok, and it probably has driven you insane your whole life. And it's when you put your leftover spaghetti in a Tupperware and it stains it orange.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to get rid of that. I watched it in 30 seconds on TikTok.
I've just always embraced it and said that I prefer orange Tupperware because they're all like that.
Or once they turn orange, you're like, well, this is now specifically just for spaghetti.
For the spaghetti, yeah.
No, all you have to do is put a piece of paper towel inside of it, a little squirt of Dawn dish soap and warm water.
Okay.
Put the lid back on and shake it. Shake it for like 30 seconds and it completely gets rid of the orange. It goes on the paper towel.
Yeah.
Mind blown. TikTok is for us.
I've also figured out if you lick hard enough.
No, that's not a thing.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.